Masechet Baba Batra, Perek Tet Mishnah. In the times of the Mishnah, where the Kiddushin and the Nisuin, the halachic engagement and then the eventual wedding would happen at different times, the custom was the groom, the Hatan, would send sivlonot, gifts, to his kala the day after they were engaged. He would also sometimes visit the house of her father and feast with her and have a good time. And they would have that meal called the Seudat Hatan that next day. They're still engaged and they would have a beautiful meal together. What happens to those gifts if the couple does not follow through with the wedding? Hasholeach sivlonot lebet hamiv. If somebody sends engagement gifts to his bride, sends it to his father-in-law, his future father-in-law's house, halacha is as follows. Shalach sham me'amaneh. If he sent even 100 maneh of gift, a very large amount of money, ve'achal sham se'udat hatan, afilu bedinar, and then he went on that day to the house, the day that he sent the gifts, and he eats a beautiful meal that was worth at least a dinar, enan nigbin, the gifts aren't taken back if the marriage is not complete. The groom is showing up to the house, he's enjoying a big meal, he's going to his father-in-law's house, and we make the assumption that since he got so much out of it, he has this experience, this big joy, that he's allowing her to keep the gifts no matter what. It's an unconditional gift that he's giving her, so therefore, even if they don't go through with it, if the marriage, for some reason, let's say the bride or the groom dies, or the groom decides he doesn't want to go through with the marriage, then the wife over here, the fiance technically, who they were only engaged, is allowed to keep all of the gifts. Lo achal sham si'udat hatan, hare elu nigbin. But if he did not eat a feast over there after he gave her the gifts, then the gifts could be taken back from her if the marriage does not take place, because we assume that he only gave the gifts if they would be married in the end. But if they didn't follow through with the wedding, then she cannot keep the gifts. She would have to return them. This is all in a situation where her intentions weren't clear. But if the groom made his intentions clear about these gifts, then halacha is as following. Shalach sivlonot merubin, if he sent many gifts for the engagement, sheyachziru ima lebet ba'ala, but he stated very straight out that the gifts were going to return to their home. He's sending her gifts so that they would have them together in their house when they're married, once the nisuin happens. Hare elu nigbin, then these are collected from her if the marriage doesn't go through. He sent it to her so that they'd both be able to use it in their joint home that they're living in together. So if they don't get married, then he is able to take it back. Sivlonot mu'atin, if he sent her only a few small engagement gifts, shetishtamesh bahen bebet aviha, that should be used in her father's house when she was engaged. He had no intention of bringing them back to his house when they're married. Enan nigbin, they're not collected from her. Even if the marriage is canceled beforehand, before they're all used up, he had no intention of getting it back, and therefore she can keep them.